Our scripture reading is from Acts 2, 1 through 21. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Peter addresses the crowd. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, friend. You're the best. How many of you started reading Acts and you got to those words and you went, "Uh-uh, nope"? Well, she didn't. She did it. Can I give God some glory for that? Would you pray with me? Holy and loving God, we pray that these next moments will inspire us, will fill us to move in a direction that maybe we've not gone before. Directed by the Holy Spirit. And I pray, God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be pleasing to you. Amen. Today is Pentecost Day. A red-wearing people we are and can be, but not everybody is, and that's okay. Thank you, Lisa. Oh. And that's okay. I found some words that I just fell in love with. We're United Methodists, and as United Methodists, we have so many wonderful resources that inspire us and give us information. And I wanted to share something that Dr. Derek Weber has written. And he says that Pentecost is another day for remembering. Remembering who you are. The scripture tells us who we come from. Are you with me? The scripture tells us who we come from. The Jews and our sweet apostles had been and are in the upper room. We think about 120 of them. And they've been worried sick because Jesus has been crucified, so they think they're next. And then comes along this amazing little celebration, and it is called a celebration of Pentecost. But what it was, oh, come here. Did I turn my page over? Oh, no, I didn't. Hang on. It was originally an agricultural festival celebrating the first harvest of the growing season. Those people liked a party, didn't they? They just celebrated everything. Something grew, oh, let's have a party. Oh, we harvested it, oh, let's have a party. Well, it's how they stayed alive. So, you know, I would be partying too. What do you guys party about? Somebody tell me something you party over. Birthdays. Anniversaries. Christmas. Summer. Oh, here we go. You see, what? Weddings. Did y'all know I did a wedding right out that window? Well, you can't see it right now, but there's a prayer garden right out that window. And on Friday at 1 o'clock, I did a little sweet little wedding. And gosh, it was yummy. It was so sweet. It's the first wedding of the season. And you know what? I didn't see any others in town. I think you guys had the first. Woot, woot, right? And it was a lovely thing. And the Holy Spirit, you know, the little couple, we talked a little bit about it. And they're not necessarily with us today. Are you with me? But they felt the Spirit in that place. People that walk in here feel the Spirit. And it's not because of just all the decorations. It's because of you. Look around the room a minute. Don't you feel the Spirit? So here's what happens in this remembering piece of us for Pentecost. They were getting together and they were having this beautiful little celebration. And then all of a sudden, God shows up. Because in John 14, Jesus says to the disciples, I've got to leave you. Can you imagine that? How scared they must have been, how worried they must have been. But he says, but fear not, for I'm going to ask the Father, God, and the Father is going to send to you, an advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will guide you and teach you everything. Isn't that something? And this is what happens during this festival. God showed up, poured out the Holy Spirit. And these sweet friends started speaking in foreign languages. Does anybody here speak a foreign language? Oh, Nancy, I should have known that. You could have done part of the sermon in, what do you speak, Nancy? French. I know what you speak. That is so pretty. Who speaks Spanish? Ooh la la. Oh, that's went back to her. Sorry. Dios mío. That's about it. I know baños. But wouldn't that be something to be in a gathering and hear all these people that you knew were from Falcon? Some of you don't know where Falcon is, but a lot of us do. And they started speaking French and Spanish and what else? A Greek. Yeah. Wouldn't that be something? And it's, you would assume that something was going on and your normal mind would go, well, they got to be drunk. Why do we always think that about people when they act a little different than we do? Have you ever noticed that? You ever been to Elm Street and somebody walked in and they were a little odd and you're thinking, boy, it's a little, they're drinking and they came to eat at Elm Street? Well, that's not a plug or anything. I just do like Elm Street. But why do we do that? We automatically assume that because something is off that there's... And I'm going to tell you right now, I haven't had a margarita in 25 years. So I think that's fun that Jim thinks that I'm going to have a cruise director hat and a margarita in my hand. So you know what would probably happen to me if I had a margarita today? I'd lay right down here and go to sleep. So that is not happening. But for somebody to be a little different, we assume something about them. Wouldn't it be the best thing in the whole world if we could learn to speak somebody else's language? To share the love of Jesus Christ. Wouldn't it? maybe if we could learn to speak the language of the broken and people battling drug addictions and people battling homelessness. I pray about this a lot, guys. I'm going to tell you straight up. I encounter them a lot. You know this neighborhood has changed. And I encounter them, and I always, you know what? I engage them because God calls me to. Now, that does not mean that you engage them when you're here. Please understand that. I'm not saying we need to engage every a unique looking person that we see. Because if God doesn't tell you to do it, don't do it. But I love to encounter them, and I always walk up and say, God, give me the words, because you know I could sure mess this up. And I don't want to. I want them to feel loved in this moment. Do I think they're going to come to church? What do you think? If they walked in the back door, I know we would be welcoming. I know we would. But do you know that they just can't do it? So perhaps, sweet friends, when the Holy Spirit really gets to rocking and rolling on this corner, we got a Holy Spirit corner, you know that? We do. That there will be a time when they will either feel welcomed or that you will step outside and love them anyway. Wouldn't that be cool? Now, people are going to look at you weird. They just are. You walk up to somebody like that. Oh, I've had that happen. And then the craziest thing is you kind of go, well, I am not all that in a chocolate chip cookie. I'm just walking and talking to another human being, which is all they want most of the time. They don't want me to fix them. Now, I'm going to get a little preachy, so I got to step back to my sermon. Sorry, Holy Spirit just jumped in there, and I was going to get a little preachy. But this is a good group that knows what I'm talking about. And you would do anything and everything you could to help these sweet folks. But it is hard to help them. Can I get an amen? Amen. It is hard to help them. Their brains are no longer, and I'm not meaning to misspeak about anybody, but they don't live in the world we live in. They don't have the support systems we have, and it is hard for them to figure it out. But they can always figure out a smile and a kind word. I can tell you that straight up. Okay, back to the sermon, because I got preachy. So these poor folks are here, and they're watching all these crazy disciple people and apostles speaking in tongues. And they're talking about God, and they think they're drunk. And Peter says, no, it's just 9:00. You guys have an hour ahead on this deal. You don't show up here till 10. Okay, are you still? Think about that for a minute. If you walked out of here, and we're going to leave here in just a little bit, will people know that you are filled with the Holy Spirit? What does being filled with the Holy Spirit look like to you? I want you to think about this for a minute, because I'm kind of an interactive kind of person. I figure you figured that out already, if you're not familiar with me. And so I'd like to ask you all to stop and think just for a minute. When did you experience God last week? When did something happen that you went, ooh, ooh? When did you experience God? Because it happens around us all the time. But are we paying attention? Are we paying attention? Holy Spirit's moving. He's already been given. Jesus said, I'm sending him. Pentecost is here. Holy Spirit's here. Anybody want to talk to me a bit? I'm patient. Oh, well, no, my husband would say I'm not patient, but I am patient because I love to hear Jesus' stories. I love to hear God's stories. Anybody got one? Oh, Sonia's got one. Sonia, come here. Come here. And as you're making your way here, I'm going to give you a for instance. Sonia's going to tell you a little story. I'm going to tell you a quick story. Look at you. This is a fascinator, in case no one knows the way you're supposed to do that. And I have to step away from her because my mic will mess up her mic.
Last Sunday, I became a member of the church, and I'm thankful for that.
It's okay. I'm stepping away.
I got home, and the Saturday before Sunday, We went to Dollar Tree, me and Bobby did. And I went out of the store and I said, hey, I forgot to buy fake flowers for my brother's grave. You know, when I went home from church that Sunday, they were in my yard. At the sidewalk was some plastic flowers for me to take to my brother's grave. Now I believe God had sent somebody to do that. And I believe it all came from God. And I really thank you for letting me share my story, because I love the Lord with all my heart. And I just want to say, may he be with all of you.
You're the best. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you, Sonia. Now, y'all aren't used to doing that, are you? Kind of just getting up and throwing it out. Where I saw God. Anybody ever had a parking? Did you ever have a parking place come up for you at Walmart that you didn't expect? Now, why not? Some people would say, Marcia, that is heresy, that is sacrilegion, that is foolishness. Why not? Do you think God wouldn't like you to have a good parking place if your hips messed up and you're overweight and really don't want to walk to Walmart anyway? Anybody else got a God story? We'll be working on them, because your God story may be the story that somebody needs to hear. I don't know where you're going this afternoon. And hey, you may be going someplace and you might feel talking about God is out of place. You don't have to talk about God. You just need to be who God wants you to be in the place. Whatever that means, you'll know when you get there. But what if every day we got up and said, or laid in the bed, I don't even do it when I get up, so I just lay in the bed and I say, oh God, Holy Spirit, come and guide my day so that I don't embarrass God. Now, I'll embarrass myself all day long, but I don't want to embarrass God. I want God to be the front and center. So, I'm going to tell you something that I typed in here, because you're going to go, oh no, what does she want us to do now? Well, here's what I want you to do. I want y'all to stand up as you're able. That's a good word, stand up as you're able. Stand up as you're able. And I want you to do something with me, only if you're brave enough and courageous enough to do it. I want you to go, whoop, whoop. Okay, now we all look as foolish as those apostles did, don't we? Okay. And I still feel good about you. I hope you feel a little bit good about me, because we're all in love with each other in this place. And we're going to take this love and we're going to take it out wherever we go. Now, I want you to just close your eyes for a minute. And I want you to say, come, Holy Spirit. Come. Fill me. Guide me. Use me. Amen. You guys are brave. Do you know what you've just done? I mean, I don't know if you know what you've just done, but you'll figure out what you've just done. Because I used to say sometimes when people are baptized, they don't fully understand. I mean, I was baptized at 13, and I don't remember a minute of it. When they say, remember your baptism, be grateful. I was here. I was shaking like a leaf, a little wider than I am now, hard to believe, that short then. But anyway, I don't really remember it, and I always smile though, but you know, God remembered it. And every time we have a sweet memory of what God has done for us, then we need to respond. And that means we work for God. Is that okay with you? You just took that job? I don't know if it was okay. I should have explained that. I should have had a disclaimer, because now you've all said it, so you're in. And I'm grateful that you are. You can have a seat because we are going to have a prayer, and then we're going to have another wonderful song, which I understand is somebody's favorite song. Who loves Spirit song? Oh, it just wasn't. Oh, yay. And so what we're going to do is we're going to do the sending song, and then we're going to take the light of Christ into the world. Are you up for that? Okay. Yay, somebody's sure. I like that. Pray with me. Holy and loving God, you sent us Jesus, who told us not to let our hearts be troubled, but to believe in you. You sent us the Spirit, who even according to Joel, has been around from the beginning, trying to guide us, trying to help us. And then in the words of Jesus, the Father will send an advocate, the Holy Spirit, and he will teach you and help you remember all the things I've said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Jesus said, I do not give to you as the world gives. And we are grateful for his words when he said, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid. We pray, Almighty God, to be your light in the world, to be kingdom builders. Our little young ones down the hall, God, they're learning to be mountain movers. Help us to remember and respond always. And we lift this prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.